start the show.
Welcome to Chappelle's Show, everybody. Thanks for coming out, man. I am your host. You know, I got to tell y'all, I just bought one of the hottest albums I bought in a long time, man. That Chocolate Factory, that R. Kelly, he put it down. I mean, say what you want to say about his scandal, but the music is scandal-proof, you know what I'm saying? And any real fan of R. Kelly would have let that scandal stop him, because if you was paying attention to his music all these years, you might have seen it coming like I did. Go ahead, roll that video.
Yeah. 40 ounces of my liquor making my taste something.
Said rolling around, sitting on doves, count my hours high on shrubs, cooling in my Escalade. Man, I'm paid, I got it made. Take me to your special place. Close your eyes, show me your face. I'm gonna piss on it.
Lovers wanna love, I don't even want.
None of the above, I want to piss on you.
Yes, I do, I piss on you, I pee on you.
Set your body, is a porta potty. And I pee out kit. I can taste your body, I'm gonna pee on you. Drip, 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 pee on you, pee on you. You never feel quite the same when you get a whiff of my Hershey stains. I wanna pee on you too. I want to pee in your food. Only thing to make my life complete is when I turn your face to a toilet seat. I want to pee on you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'll pee on you. I'll piss on you.
Haters wanna hate. Lovers wanna love. I don't even want
none of the above. I want to piss on you.
Yes, I do. I'll piss on you. I'll pee on you.
Won't you braid my hair? We're gonna fall. I'm gonna fall on you.
Boy, that R. Kelly can make a love song about anything, can't he? Now, a lot of you might be wondering, Dave, how are you gonna follow that? How else? Make some noise, ladies and gentlemen, for Paul Mooney. It's time for Ask a Black Dude.
All their really big, or are some small, some big? Is it a mixed bag, or we just assume they're all hung like horses?
Brothers are packing. They seem to be packing. I guess that's the way of the world. That's why you have so many mixed couples. A white girl ain't that crazy. How's that old saying, girl? Once you go black, you don't come back. You go white, you go running back to black. Ain't that the way it goes? It happens that way. Wasn't Mariah Carey married to a white man? And then they divorced. She was hopping on black chairs. She went crazy when she got away from him.
Okay, I've always wondered why black guys shave their heads. I mean, it just seems that they have great hair, and I could never figure out why some men shave their heads.
It's just a fact. Now, white folks wear bald heads, too. You know they're not going to let a have nothing. They wore naturals. They took that. They take everything. They took Tina Turner. They took Michael Jackson. They took James Brown. They gave him back. Who else they take? Lionel Richie. Oh, they'll take stuff. Oh, they will take. They will. They won't let us have too much fun. That's what I told some black people the other night in my show. I said, don't get too fond of me, because white folks will come in and take me. They only want to have a little bit of fun. I get to talking some mess on your show. They'll take your show. They'll fix you too.
That Paul Mooney is something. I can't believe this is actually happening. R. Kelly actually sent over the Piss On You remix. I'm serious. For real, look.
No, man, I don't do this. I don't want y'all off with a little taste of the remix. Y'all ready? Here we go.
I pick you up from the club, take you home to make some love. Got a surprise, close your eyes. I'm gonna cover you in suds. I'm gonna give you some poo poo. I'm gonna give you some pee pee. I'm gonna give you some doo doo. And wash you down with some wee wee. This is the remix edition of a song about pissing. I got that pee and leaking, leaking, and there's juice in the kitchen.
Yeah. That's how it goes at R. Kelly party. I sip Chris. You drink piss. I piss on you remix. Her? No, I'm serious. I really do want to piss on you.
We'll take a quick commercial break. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. Hey, gang.
Boy, so much to talk about tonight. I've been watching the History Channel a lot. Well, History Channel will give you perspective on a lot of things. For instance, gang violence is something that I never really understood. And then I was watching the History Channel, and they just came with it, man. They really enlightened me.
Welcome to the world's greatest wars. We've reviewed the Civil War, World War II, and the Gulf War. But now, we turn your attention to a classic war that took place right here on American soil. For the last 20 years on Chicago's South Side, a violent war has been waged between two bitter enemies, the 19th Street Gangsters and the River Terrace Crew. The war began in 1982 over a pair of basketball shoes. But not just any basketball shoes. These were Nikes. A-Dog A, Earl the Snake White called out after a rival member of the 19th Street Gangsters, General Cornrow Wallace, made minor contact with his shoes.
Hey! Hey, dog, hey! Step on my snake, man!
The snake knew then that he would have to fight him. The snake was down, but not out. He returned to the crew's clubhouse and rallied the troops with a most impassioned speech.
Some mark-ass trick just stepped on my sneakers and poured Morton salt all over. Are y'all ready to ride? Rah, rah, rah. Let's ride on these fools at their own barbecue.
Wasting no time, the crew commenced stomping on people's sneakers to let them know who ran the projects. General Cornrow Wallace pulled out a gun, unheard of at that point in street fighting. A resident called 911 immediately. Police showed up promptly 4 hours later. Cornrow was sentenced to 7 years in prison. His time there would be formative, to say the least. His roommate in jail was a man named Tyrone Biggums. He regaled Cornrow with stories of a new way to make cocaine.
It's called crack. It's great. And it's so simple to make. All you need is some cocaine and some baking soda. And I think I tasted egg and cinnamon. Well, it sounds it. It's going to be rich.
Cornrow immediately alerted his friends on the outside via a letter.
Yo, y'all niggas need to cook up cocaine with some king powder and sell it. All the best. Corn roller. P.S.
Immediately started cooking the stuff up and selling it on what little space they still controlled. They had made hundreds of thousands of dollars in mere weeks. In no time, Snake and his crew followed suit. The money made fueled what became a heated arms race between the two groups. Violence escalated every year, finally peaking in 1989, when the 19th Street Gangsters sustained a massive loss at the Battle of the Cool Modi concert, which took place at a Cool Modi concert. Newly released from prison, revered General Cornrow Wallace was shot dead. The funeral was somber and filled with Cornrow's signature bird call. The funeral passed without incident. What the crew did next appalled even the hardest thugs. The crew went to the graveyard and dug up General Cornrow Wallace's body, absconding with it to their hideout. The incident was videotaped and sent to members of the 19th Street Gangsters.
Hey, fool, we got your leader. Look at us. Look at these pretty clothes there. Get his shoes. Look at them pretty shoes.
Tensions between the gangsters and the 19th Street crew rage to this day. Most of the original members of the gangs are either dead or in jail. But we did speak to one member, Earl the Snake White. Ironically, he now works at a friendly shoe source in a strip mall on the exact location where the Cardinal Projects once stood.
All right!
Snake, knowing what you do now, was it all worth it?
Yeah, it was a tragedy. Can you repeat the question?
For the History Channel, I'm Jeff Frankel. Good night.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more Chappelle Show. So don't go anywhere.
Yo, let's sip wine from the purest grapevine out my motherfucking mind.
Hey, gang, welcome back. Welcome back.
So here's Chappelle Show. We like to show people the real versions of movies. Okay, so I got another one for you. Today we're going to do Deep Impact. I don't know if you've seen it. This is where Morgan Freeman was the black president. An asteroid was speeding towards Earth, and he had to figure out a way to solve the problem and save humanity. I wonder what would really happen.
Please be seated. Hello, America. As you all know, there's an asteroid the size of Maine speeding towards Earth as we speak. I'd like to take a moment out of the day to address the allegations that this is somehow my fault. Firstly, I'd like to say that these allegations are absolutely and 100% false. Secondly, and most importantly, I'd like to say that you mother disgust me. You're goddamn right I said it. If you knew just one of the things I was sworn to secrecy to, you would buckle under the goddamn pressure.
Mr. President.
Like what?
How about this? I have here in my hand the cure for AIDS. We've had this for 25 years. Have a great weekend. Did I shock you? Are you crazy yet? Well, I have somebody I'd like you to meet. Come on up here, Paula. America, I'd like you to meet my good friend Paula. And here's Paula again. And here's Paula one more time. We cloned these three bitches in a laboratory in Seattle some 19-odd years ago. Not only that, we added a pinch of black gene so that they could do things like this. Hit it, girls.
Running through the raindrops, wishing that you would stop.
That'll be enough. Thank you very much. All right, baby. Oh, hold on, Paul. Cure for AIDS. Sorry about last night. Freaked out yet? Have I blown your mind, or you think you can still handle my job? Because if you're cocky and you think that you got hold of this, I got some more information for you. Would you like to know who killed Kennedy?
Yes. Who killed Kennedy?
You ready for the truth, America? Here it comes. Oswald killed Kennedy. That's right. Lee Harvey Oswald killed John F. Kennedy alone and by himself. With the magic bullet. That's right. The bullet was actually magical. Magic does exist. We've known about this for some 2,000 years.
I'm not finished yet. I have some more information that might startle you. The Ark sex tape. That wasn't R. Kelly. It was me. That's right. I urinate on people when I have sex with them. I'm a disgusting human being, and I apologize to the people who I've hurt and peed on. Bet you blew your mind right there, didn't I? Well, I'm really on a roll, and I don't care because the world's going to end any day now. So I might as well introduce you to a good friend of mine, Bibble. Bibble, come on up here.
Oh, my God. Is that crazy?
America, this is Bibble. Bibble is a space creature that lives very far away in a galaxy called Nebulon 5. And he is solely responsible for the wave of technology we've seen over the last few decades. Cell phones, pagers, PlayStation 1 and 2. You might think it was the Japanese who were responsible, but anyone in the know knows that it was Bibble for Shizzle and all by Bibble. Because only Bibble can keep it so good. Hey, Bibble, this is spaceship ready.
Aye, aye.
You ready to get out? Okay, me and Bibble are about to leave, but before we go, I just want to say there's no hope for the planet Earth. There's no way to stop the asteroid, and you're all going to die. Everyone except for me. And, of course, Bibble, who's been so kind to let me accompany him on his spaceship. And I'm bringing those three cloned white women with me. Goodbye, America. I hope you all die in a fiery death when the meteor hits next Tuesday. Come on, Bibble, let's get out of here.
Oh, my God.
The world.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Please don't go anywhere because we'll be right back. Hey, guys, welcome back. Folks, my next guest is not only an accomplished MC, but I think he's a founding member of what I would say is one of the best rap groups of all time, the Wu-Tang Clan. Please give it up for my man, the GZA.
Yeah. What's your pal? Turn that up. I'm the obscene slang kicker with no parental sticker. Advising y'all that wise words is much slicker. Under circumstances, label advances. Ample opportunity, infinite chances to rhyme. So unrelated beef, I don't stress. I see many killed for infinitely less. Your rats be the clips that's packed with lies. Cowardly, you shoot up those innocent vibes. Extra long verses, 100 bars in length. The percentage of the truth in the rhyme was 1/10. A solid mass of minerals easily broke down. Hard rock MCs, you're nothing but compound. Sparked by the endless greed of CEOs in the videos with those questionable flows. Take your 26, cut it down to 4 bars. Make it a hook. If it's not on the song, it's in the book. Knock, knock. Who the f*** is banging at my door? Is it abstract, commercial, or hardcore? Better know what the f*** they looking for, cause they don't want more. Yo, knock, knock. Who the f*** is banging at my door? Is it abstract, that's commercial, or hardcore? Better know what the f*** they looking for, cause they don't want more. I wrote this rhyme with a Sharpie. See the dark be ignorance for those with keys who want to start me up. That's where nature and nightmare converge. When you're holding so much inside, you gotta splurge on these snakes with the fangs that poke through your denim. When you move it, accelerate the action of the venom. Was the priority of sacrifice, getting stung twice from those who load dice. Target was G. Price. Us rhyme travelers are light years beyond. The clan had a bond that made the world respond. Considering my own future, I'm used to damaging MCs and polying with producers whose name rank is Serio from 2-track to stereo. Hold back song playing weak ass material. We all peek at a singular point in time till you see the sign, nigga design. Yo, knock, knock. Who the f*** is banging at my door? Is it abstract, commercial, or hardcore? Better know what the f*** they looking for, cause they don't want more. Yo, knock, knock. Who the f*** is banging at my door? Is it abstract, commercial, or hardcore? Better know what the f*** they looking for, they don't want more. Yo, knock, knock.
Imagine if a Jehovah's Witness rolled up on that. I would like to thank my guests for coming through tonight. I would like to thank the studio audience. I would like to thank you at home. You see, because I keep sitting.
Hey, what's up, man?
We just got a call. Looks like you're having a lot of fun out here.
Is he having a blast, man?
Yeah. Yeah, we are the white guys, and we've come to take over your show.
What do you mean?
We already got Paul Mooney. Now we got to take you.
You took Paul?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, could you people stack the chairs on the way out, please?
so much.
Hey, wait a minute. Get a picture of me and David before we go.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, my daughter's going to love this.
Oh, Hannah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, my daughter thinks you're really funny.
Okay. Hey, we got him now, huh?
Come on. Is this still live? Yeah, we cut that?
Mic, yeah, that mic's on. Yeah. But hey, hold on. Yeah, this is my...
Come on, let's go.
Help!
Come on. Come on. We can make it.
Help!
Yeah, we can make it. Help!
What's our plan for more help?
Watch
this. This ain't no skip. There's help!
Here we go.
Come on. I'm rich, Josh! Hi, thank you.